100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. How are you guys feeling today?
Happy for a Tuesday.
Yeah? Yeah, I'm feeling good. Yeah, yeah, me too. $2 million being spent on a croquet centre. Now, this is something I can get around.
It's right near my home, actually. So this is like at the Glendale, one of the Glendale intersections there. So
yeah, have you seen like the big, you know, diggers out there getting ready for the construction and everything when you drive past? Or
oh, they finished it. I swear they have, haven't they? Is that the...
What a waste of taxpayer money.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Who's using
it? It's got a nice...
Who's using it? I've never spoken to anyone who's played croquet in my life.
I've played it in my life.
Honestly, if it's the place that I think it is, they've already laid the grass down and the pitch is much better than any soccer field we've got in Newcastle.
Yeah, then why they use it for croquet?
Yeah, because the croquet is, and I'm just doing a bit of Googling here.
Oh, here we go.
A fascinating sport.
It's a national competition, I believe.
Yeah. I also did some more Googling here. I was like, what's the top prize money in croquet in the world?
Yeah.
This is exciting, right? If you go to America on the new pro croquet tour,
whoa,
the top purse for the two events, the first two events is guaranteed to be at least $2,000.
They would have invested that $2 million into this croquet centre and go, we're never seeing that again. They're never getting any TV deals. They're never getting any sponsorship deals.
Hey, you do not know that for sure.
I know that with a fair certainty.
I mean, look, if you won that top prize 1,000 times in a row, right, you would get the $2 million back.
Well, that's also true.
How expensive could it be for a croquet field? You stick a couple poles in the ground, don't you? They need a ball between it.
Well,
they have a clubhouse.
Yeah, they've got like that grass has to be mowed at some point in the future to be nice and flat and level.
Just get some of the Lake Macquarie Mayfield goats on there.
There you go.
Yep.
That's saving on maintenance costs. Mm-hmm. I am excited about this. I love the idea
of
croquet.
You oldie. You're getting into croquet age.
Yeah, well, that is true, to be fair.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Here's a little treat for you guys. Mm. So, the Mayfield Corner Cafe, for years this has been a bakery. You go there, you know, toasted sandwiches or corned beef sandwiches or something like that.
Delicious.
All the standard cafe stuff. Sure. Now, Friday, Saturday and Sunday at night, they set up the pontoon lights, like the little, you know, ones that you get in some sort of outdoor areas.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they're doing a full Vietnamese restaurant there.
Oh. Really?
Yep. Yep. It is buzzing and very good. And it's so close to my house. Unbelievable.
Have you tried it yet?
Yeah, it's great.
What'd you get?
I had like some spring rolls.
Nice.
And we also had like a sort of, I don't know, it's like a mint lab sort of thing.
Right, okay.
And oh my God, the iced drinks. Unbelievable. They had this peach lemongrass iced tea with calamandan lime, and it was unreal.
Lemongrass is a weakness of mine.
Is it now?
Really? If it's on the menu, I'm like, oh.
To be fair, I don't know anyone who likes lemongrass or wheatgrass, whatever you just said.
What about like lemongrass beef?
You never had lemongrass beef?
No.
Oh, Ari, treat yourself.
Anything with grass in the title? No, thanks.
If something's got grass in the title, I think I'm more drawn to it.
Well, I love Snoop Dogg, so lemongrass beef is a natural, you know, meal of mine.
Yeah, there you go. No, a match made in heaven. Try that drink. It is like $7 or $8. Ridiculous. But when you try it, you're like, wow, that is worth every cent.
That's a cheap drink, actually, when you compare it to everything else.
It's got no alcohol in it.
That's still cheap.
There you go.
Yep.
Great deal. Get it. Yeah, if you haven't tried it, The Mayfield Corner Cafe, they've just started this thing. Little dinner sessions. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Good morning, Miss Jackie. How are you?
Morning. I'm here.
Yeah. It's Tuesday. I'm here. Okay, let's just jump straight into your headlines so you can get out of here, you poor thing. So Coles and Woolies, our big supermarket giants, the bosses set to appear before a committee today or something?
Yeah, so this is all about the price gouging allegations that the government's looking into.
The greedy pigs.
Yeah, so we have Leah Workett for Coles and Brad Banducci for Woolworths, who are both appearing today before the Senate committee, and they're going to be rejecting those claims.
Right, but didn't Brad step down like a little while ago?
Yeah, and just and
yeah, he walked out.
He's done a dine and dash, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, apparently he's appearing in front of the committee right. today.
So. What probably would have been because he was already in the role at the time, so he has a lot to answer for, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
They've probably gone, you can't Alan Joyce's to just run out the country.
Yeah.
They've gone, actually, you're going to have to answer for what you've done while you're in the top role.
Well, and you're a naughty boy. Well, I mean, what can they do to him, though? Well, that's so crazy, isn't it? Oh, you've done wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm already gone. What are you going to do, fire me? I don't work there anymore.
Right. Exactly. What are you going to do, fire me?
Oh, well, look, all I can... I just hope that they do get held accountable because it's obvious to everyone that they are price gouging. Yeah. It's just so obvious.
Do you reckon now that Brad's out, he can full whistleblower? Like, he just, it might be good having him on the hot seat.
On the outs, the pressure was from everyone. It wasn't just me.
Mm.
Although I did like doing it, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and since the inquiry, I don't know if this is related, but have you noticed all of the sale prices? I feel like I walk through Coles and it's just yellow tickets absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, but only like 10% off.
Love it.
They're just, they're trying to get their reputation back a little bit.
A tiny, tiny bit. Well, good luck to them is all I can say.
Changing pace a little bit. A lot of talk late last week that the Knights were robbed. NRL says not so, though. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So the NRL has sided with the referee at the centre of the claims. So he has said in his weekly briefing yesterday that the coach was right in what they said. So Adam O'Brien was pretty angry at Gerard Sutton for he took issue when skipper Kalen Ponga was held down after making a line break.
So this was like in the 78th minute or so, like that last kind of set of six we had.
Mm.
And Kalen was through and he had noticeable. Everyone was gassed. And he was running by himself. And I think that, you know, like all the Roosters were tired as well. So they were just holding him down. Like we need a little bit of a break here.
Yeah, right.
Well, of course they're going to side with the referee, though. They can't come out and be like, oh, he's wrong. Because then
it looks bad.
It puts the result into disrepute. And of course they're going to. Doesn't mean anything. We're still robbed. Like, they can say we weren't. The Knights were still robbed, I think.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
There's been a bit of a chat this morning about charities with the push-up challenge starting today. We heard that in our news bulletin.
Yeah.
And every now and again, I do like to donate to charity. But normally it's to a friend who's doing something like that, a push-up challenge or a fun run, something to that effect. If not, I pray that the people in, you know, with the tin in the shops don't make eye contact with me.
Yeah.
Because I like to donate to my friend's cause, but otherwise, you know, I'm like, oh, maybe not today.
You're ducking and weaving.
Stopped. Yeah.
Every time.
I don't know if that makes me a bad person.
No,
it does.
Then I'm a bad person too. Thanks, Crevo.
You're
judging us today.
I've read this story, though, about someone who's gone above and beyond for charity. This good boy named Trigger, who is a golden retriever.
Oh,
I love a golden retriever.
They're my favourite dogs.
They're very cute.
Yeah.
Trigger is part of a charity breeding program helping visually impaired people across the UK, providing them with service dogs.
Now, oh, wow.
So guide dogs to the blind, basically?
Yeah, that's essentially what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The question is, though, who provides the charity with the service dogs? Yeah. That's where Trigger comes in, right?
Oh, no.
So he's got his paw on the trigger.
He has fathered 323 pups across 39 different litters and 4 different countries, including a record-breaking 16-pup litter, which has given him the nickname the Dog Father.
Oh, my God.
He's been... Wow, indeed.
That's a lot of children.
He's been a very busy boy,
hasn't he? Working very hard, selflessly, tirelessly. Yeah. You know, oh, God, I've got to go in today and do more work for the charity.
More, you know, puppies for the blind.
It must be tough for some. You know, real tough life out there.
I tell you what. You men need to step up because this golden retriever is just doing much better than a lot of you. He's got a lot of stamina.
He's working hard, isn't he? I can't. I've never donated 323 puppies to charity. So
how could you even begin to know what it feels like to have that on your shoulders, isn't it?
You're right. I do need to step up, I suppose.
Yeah.
After 9 years, though, he is hanging up the paws.
Okay.
He's decided he's had enough. But in a full succession type story, one of his sons, Billy, is tipped to continue his legacy.
Oh, God.
So I reckon Billy will be the next trigger.
I mean, big, I guess, weight to have on your shoulders as a young golden retriever, isn't it?
323 pups, that's a lot to live up to.
Well, better start now, kids.
Trigger's earned his bone, though, hasn't he? Yeah. Oh, rest up now, God. Mate.
Plenty of boning going on there. He deserves... He's basically the Genghis Khan of, you know, golden retrievers.
Cannon of golden retrievers.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as and on the air now.
I've been patient. I feel like I've bided my time and waited.
Yeah.
But after a day and like 3 bulletins,
a day,
still no news about the mighty Cardiff Hawks on the weekend.
Oh, well,
I thought eventually it'll come up, you know, how the mighty Cardiff Hawks reign supreme.
Yeah, maybe it's saving the best till last, that sort of thing.
Well, did you go in and actually tip off the newsroom about this?
I shouldn't have to.
Yes, you should.
What do you mean?
If you wanted to make the news.
They knew the night score. The night score.
You need to pitch your scores. That's what you need to do.
What? Do you reckon Adam O'Brien's there knocking on the newsroom every day going, oh, can you talk about the Knights again, please?
Yep.
I haven't seen him there.
Yeah, I haven't seen him once.
So how did you actually go on the weekend?
A good day for the Cardiff Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
So I rocked up like just before our game, obviously, and then we won. I stuck around and watched the girls' ones play.
Yes.
They won as well.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
And then the blokes' ones won as well. Three wins from 3 games I saw.
So that's why I could hear all the whistles and all the crowd cheering and all the players screaming at each other at Pastor Fields on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, we protected the nest. I just wish I could have partied on. We had our progressive dinner.
That's right. Yeah. So you were also first draft pick, yeah? And your first name best player for the next game too, isn't it?
I don't know. You don't know what you're talking about.
Isn't that true? Because you said there was an email came through naming you.
That's not true at all.
Best player.
Yeah.
Which is good. And, well, that hopefully the winning continues. When's the next game?
Sunday.
Get ready.
At number 1, I think.
Number 1, Sports Ground.
Number 2.
There you
number
go.
1, I think. Yeah, Oof. Number 1.
Don't mix those up.
Across from Market Town there.
So, news team, if you're listening, make sure, probably send a special reporter would be my advice, because you want to capture this. It's making history, this, I guess, run of wins for the mighty Cardiff Hawks, and we want it on every bulletin. Don't even worry about the Knights.
Don't worry at all.
Okay. The Magpie has to be, I guess, one of the great Australian birds, right?
Oh, we're calling it great, are we? I was going to say dangerous and feisty.
Wasn't there that list of Australia's favourite animal sounds?
Yeah, Magpie.
Maybe this time last year, and Magpie came out number 1.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
very popular.
Australia's favourite animal sound, which I couldn't believe either.
Nah, that's rigged.
Seems to have a special place in a lot of Australians' hearts.
Yeah, they're just very, I think, popular. I was looking around the other day on Reddit, and I came across this person who is making a magpie simulator game. Now, I think a little while ago on the show we talked about the goat simulator, which is very popular. Huge, where you just go around as a goat living your life.
Right, right? Okay.
That seems like fun.
Magpie simulator, though, looks like on another level. It looks so awesome. The graphics are really good. So as an example of what you can do in the game, it's in the development stage at the moment. Mm. You can fly around on an unnamed beach and you can do some droppings on people, like people with the You can steal their Chico rolls. You can, like, if you fly through, say it's like Bondi Beach or something.
Yeah.
You fly through the little watchtower of the surf lifesavers, you get, like, extra points for getting through the little gap in the window.
That's pretty cool.
There's other things. So, for example, if you steal enough food, you can get the bin chicken skin. So you become a bin chicken for a while.
That's sick.
What is going on here?
It's like evolutions for like Pokemon or something like that, it sounds like.
They're essentially, exactly, they're taking all of the favourite things about the, you know, this iconic Australian bird and turning it into a game.
Epic.
Thoughts around the team. Stephen, you look a bit sceptical. You're probably the biggest gamer in the team. Mm.
I am sceptical about it. I just, like, magpies are scary, aren't they? And when they swoop, they, like, you know, strike fear into Australians universally. Like, honestly, you have to be so scared to be willing to put a couple zip ties on your helmet and look like an absolute fool.
Well, yeah. No, I have actually done that, but not for riding a bike, but for running, because I've been attacked by magpies multiple times. However, I do think this is a really cool game, but the feature that I would put in it, I would put the attack mode in it. So I would go around attacking people on bikes if I was a magpie. Well, so, yeah.
Hopefully that's in it. They have what they're working on a school level, which is basically where you attack kids going like to and from school.
Fun.
You know, on bikes, walking to school, that sort of thing.
I wouldn't mind if I was to play a stealth mode, like a stealth level. So perhaps you got to try and like tiptoe around and make sure you're not seen as you approach the picnic rug.
That's pretty good.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, you stepped on a branch, you're done.
You're out, yeah. Well, they're famous as well for stealing dog food as well, so maybe that can be in there. They're talking about as well, like, this, you know, friendship part with Molly and the Peggy, the dog. So that's all going to be built into it. I actually think this is going to be very successful.
I hope so.
It's iconic as an Australian bird, and there's so many people are excited about it on Reddit, so I think it's going to be a big game.
UFM. The Novos.
I've got a brand new event that's coming to Southern Lake Macquarie this weekend, and it is elite. I've never seen anything like it before. This is one of a kind, and I reckon all Lake Macians are going to love it.
What about people from just outside the Lake Mac area that want to go there?
They'll love it just as much.
Oh, good to know.
I do like that. Okay, so coming to Swansea this Saturday is what is known as the Night Kayak Tour. So everybody has probably been in a kayak or a canoe by now, right? It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Does anyone know the difference between a kayak and a canoe?
I think canoe's bigger and bulkier. Whereas a kayak is more sleek.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So smaller, like easier to manoeuvre.
The knife of long boats cutting through the water.
I feel like, for me, they're interchangeable words. They're used the exact same.
I do think that's fair. I don't think a lot of people know the difference. Yeah.
Anyway.
So you're okay. You're fine.
Kayak tour at night.
Yeah. So taking off from Nauru Beach in the Swansea kind of beach channel area, 12 or less guests are going to be taken on this little guided tour. It's in a clear kayak.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Like glass bottom boat-esque.
Yes, quite similar.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So, like, you know, yeah. So if you're on one of those boats, you obviously see all the fish beneath you, all the marine life and whatever. Same type of deal. So the clear kayak is also fitted with these LED lights around the vessel so that it can illuminate kind of the water below. So this is really, really cool.
This is awesome. I'm so excited about this. So I've been night scuba diving, and the different animals that come out at night are just extraordinary.
Right.
It's nothing like the fish you see in the day.
Why?
Here's a silly question as well.
Yeah.
Or it might be a silly question. Are fish attracted to light in the same way insects are?
Some are, yeah.
Right, okay. Oh,
that makes a lot more sense then.
So by pointing the lights into the water, I think certain things will come up for a look.
Right, that's exciting.
It's just really cool, right?
That's a much better way of sightseeing the marine life then, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you're just attracting them there.
Yeah, wow.
Which is, you know, you're going to, and once again, the weird stuff comes out at night. This is so cool.
I think it's a smart decision as well to have it along like that Nauru Beach section of Swansea, because Swansea Channel and all the waterways there, they're very clear, like crystal clear water. Mm-hmm. So you can see at the bottom of the lake anyway. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's
great. There we go. Do a bit of Googling, I guess, to find information about it.
Yeah, the event is actually on Facebook.
There you go.
So it's really easy to find. Just type in Night Kayak Tour and it'll pop up.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Golf-hating partners are rejoicing at the moment because
give it to me. What
the Masters finally finished.
Oh,
it's like
yes.
The biggest week of golf, and it just becomes all-consuming.
Is that why you started wearing your hat backwards? Because you're watching golf?
No, they wear it forwards anyway, most of the golf pros.
Most of them, not the cool ones, though.
Who are the cool ones wearing it backwards? Phil Mickelson in his, like, 80s or something.
I don't know. I don't know anything about golf. I wouldn't be able to tell you a name.
They wear a lot of caps, though, don't they?
Yeah, because they're all sponsored.
So you've started wearing a cap. What brand is it?
We're not doing this. I'm not sponsored. This is not a thing.
For those listening, though, it is pink and it is corduroy, so he looks very cute this morning, everyone.
And it's backwards too, with a little bit of curls hanging out, just poking out the sides.
Go to some music. I'm done.
No.
I had to think of substance to say, but you guys have to ruin everything, don't you?
Yes.
We're just having fun here.
You're very fun to make fun of.
Yeah, there you go. Ari's understood the assignment.
I was just going to say, for the water cooler, Scotty Scheffler won.
There
you go. For the water cooler diet. Finished early hours yesterday.
Oh, gosh. It's such a fashion staple, isn't it? Our little golf tournaments.
Hats, jackets,
it's all about the flair. There's something that's appeared on the internet after I've written it down. The Augusta Nationals Golf Masters. Is that right, Stephen?
Yeah, the Masters.
Thank you. Like, Golf Masters, big competition, blah, blah,
blah. It's the biggest week in golf.
Sure. There you go. That's all you need to know. So, yeah, the video surfaced over the weekend of Tiger Woods. Everyone knows Tiger Woods. I think he's one of the most famous golfers of all time. Yeah, exactly. So when he was competing over the weekend, he's been seen making a major hiccup. So he made a shot off the tee. The ball went into the crowd and knocked out one of the spectators clean.
What?
Yeah, that's like hit them in the head.
Bonked them on the head and they've gone passed out.
Yeah, passed out.
Have they survived?
I think they're
all right.
Otherwise,
just passed out.
Yeah.
That is unlucky.
I haven't seen this video. Has it hit the spectator on the way up or the way down?
It looks like it's coming down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because often there's, like, people at the Masters who their job is to essentially usher the crowd away because everyone wants to stand as close to the player as possible.
Yeah.
They want to see their technique.
And then, like, if they, you know, shank it right or something like that and it flies off in the wrong direction, if you're standing too close, you could get yourself in the crossfire on the way up.
Really?
Which would be,
more painful.
A lot more painful.
I didn't know golf was such a dangerous sport.
They hit that ball. It's a hard ball and they hit it pretty fast.
Right.
And far.
Yeah.
So it's, out of sight and it's not easy to see in the air, I wouldn't imagine.
You're looking in the sun, you're squinting, hand over your eyes.
Is it coming near us? Yeah, they've all got their funny hats on and stuff.
Bonk.
There you go.
Exactly.
Knocked out.
So unfortunate, this little incident. But it just made me think about, what would be your worst or greatest sporting injuries? I've got a killer for you. So a couple of years ago when I was playing football, so soccer, I was, as a defender, I went to go in for the ball to take on this girl and she was about to strike the ball really hard. So she did. I got in the way. I didn't move fast enough to turn my back. The ball came up and just knocked me smack bang in the middle of the nose and my top lip.
Oh,
blood everywhere. Oh. I fell straight to the ground. It was funny for others. It was very painful for me.
Straight in the, you know, in the head.
The yeah. problem as well is when you get hit in the nose by a ball.
You want to cry.
Well, it like, you can't help but cry.
Yes.
It, I guess, initiates your T reflex or something like that, and you automatically start crying. Mm. So you're like, no, it's not that bad. All the boys are around you. Oh, look, he's crying. Oh, look. No, I swear.
It's just water coming out of my eyes for no reason, that sort of thing. Have you had any sporting injuries along the way, Stephen?
I think I've had a fair few. The most embarrassing one, though, was with soccer as well. So I played basketball all growing up. And decided to take a rest from that because my ankles were no good. So I decided to play soccer. I was like, oh, you know, I'll give another sport a go. Anyway, because my, like, my hand-eye coordination quite good, my foot-eye coordination very bad, I went to kick the ball and instead of kicking it, stood on it and rolled my bad ankle.
Oh,
the one I'd
like,
left basketball for. And yeah, it was a nightmare.
That is not what you want.
Off to the physio for a couple of weeks. Everyone's laughing because it does look funny. When someone kind of folds over the ball trying to kick it.
You know?
Oh, God. Very embarrassing and painful by the sounds of it.
Mm.
All right, this is what we're after here. Your sporting injuries. Maybe it was you that got injured or maybe, you know,
teammate?
You've kicked a ball or thrown a ball and it's injured someone else. It could be any sport whatsoever as well. 4967-4105. Let's go to Alex in Newcastle first.
Yes, let's do it.
Tell us your sporting injury story.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Great.
Well, thanks.
That's good. Okay, so I'm going to preface this as me being in the downside of 40s trying to relive my youth. So I used to play soccer as a kid, so I decided to get into the all-age team. First game of the season as goalie, which is my preferred position. Managed to save 5 goals, feeling great, 20 minutes into the first half, and one of the girls who kicked a ball, I saved it. She couldn't stop. Collected me from the side in the goal box. Now, if you remember cartoons like Roadrunner and that, so when they stand there, I've grounded my feet, my body's gone over to the left, my legs stayed in same position, ended up with a fractured ankle, 6 months in a moon boot, 6 metal pins and a plate. Moral of the story, don't relive your youth at this age.
Oh, dear.
I mean,
horrific as well.
When you've got metal inside your body, that is no longer a win, is it?
No, absolutely not.
We're head next to Warners Bay. Sharon, what's the story you got for us?
Oh, good morning, guys.
Morning.
My son has played soccer since he was a very little boy and many injuries along the way. But this one in particular, he was playing a game and had to come off half-time because he'd injured himself. So he's sitting in the bunker. And it was a very small bunker, and he's jumped up cheering his team on and smacked his nose on the top of the concrete bunker and broke it.
Broke
his nose in the bunker, not even on the field.
That is probably one of the most embarrassing.
You can't help but laugh.
Yeah. The blood was everywhere, and broken nose.
It's just ridiculous as well. He wasn't actually in the game. He was just sitting down and they decided to get up.
It still counts, though.
Yeah, that counts.
I think
counts.
The moral of the story here is, parents, if you want your kids to play a safe sport, avoid soccer. Maybe, you know, get them into something like rugby or
NRL,
MMA or boxing or something like that. One of the safer sports.
Good advice. Thanks, Stephen.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
Deluxe. Right, let's get stuck into it. This is our game for this morning. Lowest to Lux. We give you 3 items. You have to list them for us from the least expensive through to the most expensive. Lowest to Lux.
That's right. And the prize today, Stephen. How good is this, I guess, New FM's boat party on Cruiser Nightclub Super Yacht.
Newcastle Harbour.
In the draw for that, Plus, you're guaranteed to walk away with a couple tickets to the movies, if you don't mind. Ryan Gosling's new flick.
Fall Guy.
That's right. At Event Cinemas Katara. This is, you know, you're guaranteed those. Plus, you could be on our boat party. Exclusive boat party. It's going to be amazing. Let's meet our competitor, shall we?
Let's do it. Let's go to Linda in Mayfield West. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Novo?
Oh, great.
Living fantastic. The dream. We've got the best job in the world, you know? We're just living it up here talking to you. We get paid to talk to you. How good's that?
She's like, yeah, I'm great.
Linda's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what right, is pretty boy, good. Is a girl. All right. So let's jump straight into our game. Are you familiar how this works, Linda?
Yeah, I listen every morning.
Perfect. All right. Let's just get
thanks
going.
Thanks for listening. All right. Three things, cheapest to most expensive. Okay. Take it away, Ari.
Linda, your first item for the day is the LG Neo Chef 42-litre microwave oven in stainless steel. That's your first one. The second is a 500-gram squeeze bottle of Capilano 100% pure Australian honey from Woolworths at Markettown. And, of course, your third item is the two-piece non-stick fried egg turners and pancake flip spatula cooking tool from Big W. So just a quick recap for you there. The 42-litre LG microwave, the 500-gram squeeze bottle of pure Australian honey, and the two pieces of egg turners slash pancake flip spatulas from Big W.
Two spatulas.
All right, there you go. You got the spatulas, the honey, the microwave. What are your thoughts?
I'm going to go the honey.
Mm-hmm. As the cheapest, the lowest.
Yeah, lowest, then the spatulas, then the microwave.
Ooh, you going to lock it in?
Yes, please.
All right, let's go. So the first item you said was the 500-gram Capilano Pure Australian Honey. Delicious. That's going to cost you $6.80 from Woolworths. Your second that you put in order, two pieces of the egg turners, $20. Let's go.
What's this woohoo for? You got one more to go.
Yeah, geez, calm down. You don't know how cheap or expensive microwaves are.
Could be secondhand. All right. The microwave in stainless steel, LG NeoChef 42 litre, $349. Oh, congratulations! Yes.
What? No way!
The woohoo was a little premature, but it was correct. Well done. You're off to come and see The Fall Guy with us for our advanced screening. You're in the draw for a couple of passes on the Cruiser Nightclub Super Yacht. How does that make you feel?
Thank you guys so much. You've made my day.
Yes, that's what we're all about.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, yesterday, Ari, on the show, you came to us with this great piece of advice. You've been living with your partner, Mitchell, for a couple of months while his folks are away at their place.
Yeah, sleeping in the same bed, all that gear.
Enjoying, I guess, you know,
life together.
Normal couple life.
Marital bliss without being married, yes.
All of that. And one of the things you said to us was that you have both gotten your own, like, personal blankets on the bed.
Yes.
Which I think is just awesome. Like, I'm all about it.
It saves arguments the next morning going, oh, you hogged the blanket. No, you did. Yeah.
Blanket hogs can enjoy the blankets and, you know, the other person who's in the bed also gets to stay warm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about this. We have two separate doonas on our bed.
Genius.
So I thought what we could do here is, because you're new to the living with someone situation.
Correct.
We could have some, I guess, around the team, long-term relationship survival advice.
Okay.
Because what you've done there is a little piece, a little, you know, nugget, a gem.
Mm-hmm.
But Stephen and I, we've been living with our partners for quite some time now.
Yeah.
And as a result, have, you know, a lot of these little tips and tricks. You can note these down and stay together with Mitch forever and
you
ever.
You might have some as well. You might be able to teach us here as well,
I've
Ari.
Picked up a few myself. See, pieces of wisdom around the team.
Well, let's do this. Who wants to go first?
Stephen.
Okay, I can go first. I think one of the hardest things in day-to-day life living with someone is picking what to have for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, almost more monotonous than the actual chore of cooking is the chore of deciding what you're going to eat.
So true.
I hate deciding. So a trick I use sometimes to get Siobhan to pick is that, and this is, I guess, in a similar vein of, you know how sometimes you'll go, oh, what's that? And point a spot at someone's shirt before flicking him in the chin.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my favourite games.
You can't do that in recent memory of the last time you've done it, because if you do it too close together, they'll know it's coming.
Yeah.
But sometimes I say to Siobhan, all right, I've got an idea of what I want for dinner. Do you? And she'll say, yes. All right. We'll both say it on the count of three. One, two, three. And I just say nothing and listen to what she said.
Brilliant.
And that's what we have.
She's like, Thai food.
She's
or
like,
whatever.
Thai. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. There we go. We're having Thai for dinner.
And okay. Along the same lines of that, because that is basically using their opinion and then you go with their opinion and you look like a bit of a hero. Mm. Here's another, I guess, way that we gamify our, you know, life chores. Another one is when you're watching TV, often, you know, in a couple, you both want to watch different shows.
Yes.
So say, for example, you got Netflix up and you want to watch one show, your partner wants to watch another show.
Separate TVs?
No. What we've got is a system where after each episode, it goes to the other person's show.
One for you, one for me.
One for you, one for me.
Brilliant.
But also, if you miss, you know when it goes to next episode,
yeah.
If you miss calling it, it stays on their show.
Oh, right, okay.
So
okay,
what you can do is you let it go on to the next episode, full knowing it's your turn. You go, oh, I've missed my turn. And they're like, oh, yes, they're celebrating, stays on their show. And they like feel so happy about it. And you just sit back and relax knowing you've got a few brownie points.
Even better. Okay.
So there's my little life hack.
Okay, well, mine are not as elaborate as your guys's, but I'll add my little nuggets of wisdom as well. I've got two little bits and bobs. The first one is always share your snacks. Now, my partner Mitch and I, we love the same lollies and we love to eat popcorn. So whenever one buys like a packet of each, we just, you know, always go to the other room and be like, oh, hey, babe, do you want some of these? Blah, blah, blah. I bought you like an extra packet, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, so always share your snacks.
I reckon if I tried to have a bit of Siobhan's snacks, I'd have my arm taken off.
It'd be bitten off.
It'd be chewed off.
Well, always buy extra snacks. That's all,
yeah,
I'm saying.
That is a good one in general.
And
always
also,
have a lot.
Just to make your partner feel a little bit more relaxed and to help them kind of ease into the evening before they go to bed, regularly give your partner little back scratches or tickles to help calm them and all that type of thing. Happy wife, happy life. Happy husband, happy life as well.
There you go. Top tips to survive long-term relationships.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Yesterday, guys, I was involved in a drive-by.
Drive-by what?
So, wanted to have a look at where the maternity ward of the hospital was.
Oh.
So, because hospitals are so confusing, right?
Yeah.
There is buildings everywhere, especially up at, you know, New Lambton Heights there.
Yes.
There is buildings everywhere. There's different car parks. You can't park in this one. You have to drive around there. Anyway.
They're like big fortresses, aren't they?
Basically. So I wanted to know exactly where to drive when the baby comes.
Oh, do like a practice
now.
Run.
Yeah. So I did a little drive-by, went in and already got it wrong. Like, went in some car park, got there, like, there's no maternity ward here.
Oh.
Had to go back out, drove to another bit, finally, I saw it on the building. I was like, brilliant. Went near there. They're like, oh, it's that building there.
What?
Very confusing. Luckily, I have done this. Otherwise, I'd be panicking. I still feel like I need to go back again.
That's what I was going to ask. You to have another practice.
Yeah.
Run?
Yeah. Because I even now, it was like, which is like the better entry to go in? Because I felt like we went a long way around to get in. So,
wow.
Drive-by, definitely recommended. And I'm going again. I reckon maybe the Savo, just to make sure I've got the most efficient way in.
So your job in the birth is to drive Emmy there. And
that
then,
is definitely
yeah.
my
okay.
job.
Righto.
And then big scissors to cut the cord after.
Yeah, I'm looking. Posh. If anyone knows where I can buy giant novelty scissors.
Oh, Lord.
I'll slide you to Tali's number.
Surely she's got a hookup. Because
yes.
The bigger and more novelty, the better. That's what I'm looking for.
So producer Chippy and I, on Sunday afternoon, went to Nui Fried Chicken on Lambton. Camden Road. An absolute institution here in Newcastle. They moved from the Newcastle Hotel to that like little spot next to Subway there on Lambton Road probably about 6 months ago or something like that. Mm-hmm. We went there. We both got ourselves lovely burger and some fried chicken, some chips. They do great food. They're great service. So I booked in for 1:15 for a bit of a late lunch.
Sure.
Now, Nui Fried Chicken on the weekend, they actually have two opening periods. Mm-hmm. So they open at 11 o'clock before closing at 2 p.m. They then reopen at 5 p.m. for their night service through till late, you know, to do dinner.
Yeah, okay. That sounds about right, yeah.
So we got there at 1:15. We got our meal served to us probably about maybe 1:35. Ish.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Yeah, very quick. Well, they make it all fresh and stuff. So probably about, 20 minutes from ordering to getting the chicken in front of us.
Right.
And then after Chippy and I finished our meal, which was probably about a bit after 2 o'clock, we're sitting just having a chinwag. We're catching up. We're mates. We're out for lunch.
Yeah, that's fair.
Out for a social.
Of course, though, remembering back that they close at 2 o'clock to get ready for the dinner service. So they've got the staff. They are so friendly, but they've got the old, spray bottle and a Kleenex, and they're cleaning the tables next to us and around us.
All that sort of thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, let me just clean that window above you, all that kind of stuff, giving all the hints that, hey, guys, we're actually closing.
Mm.
Eventually, Jimmy and I got the hint. We went, we can continue our conversation outside.
Yeah, right. Sure.
But it sparks the question, do you think you have to leave as soon as you finish your meal? Do you think you have to up and leave?
Ooh, this is a great question.
What are your thoughts, Ari?
I think a good 5-10 minutes. Yeah, time to get up and make a move, I reckon. Yeah, not directly after you finish your last bite, but yeah, within that 10-minute period.
See, I reckon once you have that table, unless there is a stated time, like, you know, some fancy places
For an hour period or something
An hour
like that.
Period. Yeah, if they don't have that, that table's yours as long as you want.
Yeah, like Subway.
Because I think the food is just there as a vessel for your catch up. I think the main reason you go out for a meal is not for the food. That's an added bonus, but it's for the social element you get.
Yeah,
from sitting
correct.
Across from a friend, from having a yarn, sharing a drink, sharing some stories.
Yeah, or you want your own space. I'll take a book. Finish a book.
Well, that's right. I think cafes are the most notorious for long sitters because, you know, people have coffee, they might have two, they'll have cake after their quiche. Like, you know, people can stay there for up to like 2-3 hours at a time.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think as long as there's no stated, you know, window, I think you stay as long as you want. Once the table's yours, possession's 9/10 of the law. I'll stay there even after they're closing. No problems.
I was the one who was shuffling Chippy along as Ooh. Well. I was feeling guilty. Yeah. I feel the same when there's like a line out of a restaurant.
Yeah.
And you finish eating. I always think, someone else could use this table. They want us to come and eat. I always feel rushed to move on.
I don't feel rushed. I say stay as long as you want. I'm putting my flag in the ground. Stay as long as you want.
I say no. No. Just once you've finished, time to move, I reckon.
All right, well, let's let Newcastle decide. To Swansea Head first. Morning, Luke, what are your thoughts on this one?
I think in this case, restaurant etiquette, you knew what time it was going to close, so, yeah, you should definitely leave. But if you went somewhere and it wasn't closing, yeah, absolutely, stay as long as you want.
Thank you. Some common sense.
Nah, some fence sitting there. We don't like fence sitting.
Hang tight. He said if it's still open, you could stay.
Right.
You could stay. So okay. I'm taking that as a win and a point for me.
All right.
Which is, you know, the way I like to live my life.
The winning way.
Clearly. All right, let's head over now to Chisholm. Joe, good morning. What are your thoughts on this little debate?
I think definitely, if the restaurant's open, the restaurant's open.
Yep.
But, as people say, a bit of common courtesy. If, like, you're closing, I'm pretty sure you boys would be, you know, everyone would be annoyed if we bailed you up right as you're about to leave the day, forced to hang around when you don't want to. So, I think definitely if it's open, it's your table.
Yeah.
But it's a bit of common courtesy, you know?
When they're closing, it's time to go. And I tend to agree with that. Yeah, that's only fair. When they're turning the lights off, it's all right.
And if you are just joining us, Chippy and I were at Nui Fried Chicken later than they closed.
Ah, you boys are in trouble.
Like, when we walked out, I turned back and looked at the door as I was shutting it, and it had the open sign was flipped to closed.
Oh. Yeah, you've broken the law there.
We haven't broken the law.
In fact, Ari, afterwards, do you know any police officers we can give these guys a fine?
I do, actually. You're in trouble.
I knew you would because you're a born and bred local. All right, let's go to Ellamore Vale next. Millie, what do you think?
I agree with Ari because, like, you got to, like, you finish your food, you like, have a little rest, and then, like, you leave. Like, you don't just stay there, like, for ages. Like, oh, what do we do? Let's just stay here and wait till the shop shuts.
I think it'd be quite boring, don't you agree, Millie? Like, you know, what are you doing sitting there doing nothing for?
Not if you're in good company.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like you can go somewhere else and talk.
Different place for your catch up.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
All right.
One more?
Yeah, one more.
We'll go to Wickham. Bo, what are your thoughts on this debate?
I agree with Credo, mate. Stay as long as you want.
Thank you very much. And you know what, Bo? You just seem like a smart guy. I can just tell straight away. Am I right?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, of course you are. Absolute genius.
God, the chemistry between you two, powerful.
I think we might start a podcast.
Bo coming for my job, I think.
Watch out.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, if you're a fan of all food Mexican, all different types, get this. GYG, Guzman and Gomez, is opening up their Ties Hill store today. Like, it is open right now from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. They've got this exclusive deal going, and I'm actually, like, I'm feverish with anticipation. Like, I really want to get my mitts on these. $5 burritos and bowls until 10 p.m. So you can go to, like, Ties Hill right now and buy yourself, like,
$20. Handy, isn't it?
$20 will get you, like, 4 burritos.
That's a lot. You know who is going to be absolutely running, not walking?
Tell us.
Our producer, Scott the Chippy Frappell. He is a big GYG fan. He loves some Guzmany Gomez. And previously, the closest one to him would have been Beaumont Street.
Yeah, that's at the end of his street, the Ties Hill one.
The Ties Hill one.
Right.
If he stands on top of his roof, he can probably see it.
Who can smell it?
He can probably smell it. I think he's in danger. I think he's going to spend so much money there.
This is the one that's next to that new servo, isn't it?
Yeah, the BP there.
Elizabeth Street.
I thought this was going to be the next Oporto, Mayfield Oporto. I thought it was never going to open. I was like, oh, they've taken it forever. They've been building it there for ages now.
Mm. It did look 95% complete for a long time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Finally open. There you go. That is exciting.
$5. You can't get anything for $5 these days, can you?
Lunch sorted on the way home, I think. Mm.
We've got this, I guess, local Newcastle dad who is out there trying to save everyone a ton of money with his new website. It's called Grocerize.
Ooh, I like it.
It sounds flashy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Grocerize. Yeah, it's very cool. So basically you jump on there and straight away you see that this website is about saving local people money, right? Mm-hmm. So essentially what it does, you can put in your list of things that you want. Say, for example, you're after some, you know, Dairy Farmers 2-litre milk, full fat. You're wanting, you know, the 290-gram Nutri-Grain and a bag of Smith's crinkle cut chicken chips or whatever you need for the week.
My weekly shop.
Yeah, you pop that in as a list. It then tells you which one will have it cheaper. So which supermarket has it cheaper?
Like the compare the market meerkat type of thing.
Sort of, something like that. So it's quite clever. I've just done a little example list here. And what it does, it tells you, first of all, in each item, which supermarket is cheaper.
Oh, so it itemises it as well.
Yeah. Or it's also, so say you're too busy to go to two different supermarkets.
Because that's my concern. It's a bit of a hassle.
It just says how much your bundle of goods will cost at each supermarket total.
That's cool. That's the feature I'd be using.
Yeah,
I think. So, yeah, if you can't be bothered, you know, to go to two or you don't have the
onions
time.
Onions from Woolworths, carrots from Woolly, Coles, you know, you're not doing all that, are you?
I think it sounds quite similar to the My Fuel app or whatever it's called, to how it, like, compares the prices at each service station. So you can be like, oh, you know, Westie Metro, that's cheaper than the BP, you know, that type of things. Is that similar?
I mean, kind of, but it's for your whole grocery list.
Right.
And then, like, on the front page as well, it's got all the half price specials. So say, I don't know, you want laundry detergent so expensive, mm-hmm. you might be waiting, oh sweet, I'll go to Woolies this week.
So you've done a little practice one there.
Mm.
free to use,
really?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wow.
You just sign up, away you go. I mean, I just put a couple of things on the list and it just had the total bundle, mm-hmm. At Coles $3.50, Woolworths $2.40.
Okay.
Oh, right.
So you go under the ladder.
You go to Woolies in that case. But in each one of those was cheaper on each item. So if I had them...
You could save even more if you can be bothered jumping across.
Yeah. So if you could be bothered jumping across, they reckon you'll save about $50 to $70 per week on a weekly shop. So, I mean, times are tough at the moment. Mm. If you say you can be bothered, really it probably adds an hour to your week to go to a second grocery store.
Yeah, who's getting paid $50 an hour?
Not me.
Yeah, no. I'm not either.
So
yeah.
if you think your time's worth $50 to $70 an hour, it probably is worth doing. And when it's this well organised and it's on your phone, you go, right, I just need to get brown onions here, I just need to get garlic here and my cereal cheese and then save all the other bits for Woolies or whatever, that is quite easy.
The literal change of working smarter, not harder.
That's it, really. And it also gets you more organised as well. Mm. And a Newcastle dad is the one who's come up with this.
Of course it is.
So you're supporting a local, you know, entrepreneur as well. I think this is so good.
Cool day. As well, Grocerize.
It's quite catchy, isn't it? So there you go. Give it a crack. I think it's a pretty good website. I'm impressed already.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Scientists overseas have just made a major breakthrough with an experiment that you would never be able to guess would ever happen in the history of the world.
They put glasses on bees again or something. Glasses on flies.
I forgot about that.
I've never even heard about that, but okay. Not something completely different. So hoping to help with future medicine, scientists have now implanted mice with deer cells, which has allowed them to grow mini antlers. Ew! I didn't know you had that on the bar.
Little mice running around with little deer antlers.
The first question, obviously, is how does this help with future medicine? Putting a couple antlers on a mouse.
Well, this is regarded...
Good question.
It's just an experiment. Okay. This is regarded as a step toward... forward, in regenerative medicine. So the practice comes off the back of a study that's been done a few years ago suggesting that mammals that have lost the ability to regenerate organs, so basically the process of restoring damaged cells, tissues, basically healing... it may still contain some regenerative genes. From this, they found it could be possible to grow bones faster using antlers as a visible indicator.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like it'll be helpful. If someone...
In what world?
So, say somebody, you know those people that you see have heaps of tattoos and then they get, like, a little horn put on their head? Imagine that. You can have people growing horns, like, or antlers or something if they want. That's perfect.
So they're trying to see how, in future medicine, they're trying to see if these cells, these injections, will be able to help someone who may have broken a bone or damaged tissue quite severely regenerate and heal quicker.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Oh,
grab the end of this, Kremo. We'll draw this bow. Draw this bow, eh?
A long, long bow, isn't it?
it's ridiculous.
Sort out cancer first, would you?
That's the same people who are responsible for that. They go, oh, you know what? We need a little fun project in the middle.
Look,
it's too hard.
Apparently, this mutation is real because the cultured cells from a sika deer was implanted into the head of mice. After 45 days, though, they actually developed and grew mini antlers. So what are they going, like, scurrying around, like, bobbing into each other, just having a fight
fighting,
with
like deers do, I guess.
Yeah.
You see the mini little mice there, away they go. Come here, little mouse. I've got to get you away. Antlers.
Well, there you go. Our science is just insane.
Has it gone too far?
I think it has.
I just think a lot of the time, They get so carried away with, can we do this? They don't stop and think, should we? Mm. And this is one where they should have sat down in the board meeting and gone, you know what? This is wasting everyone's time. Let's not bother with this.
A full Godzilla situation, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
How's this for a business that's just started, right?
Mm.
So in the past, obviously, the most common calls for the NRMA were for people with flat tyres.
Yep.
And out of petrol.
Right, okay.
So there's this new business I've seen where they've got these trucks that go around. They can charge your electric vehicle if you run out of charge.
Oh, there you go. There's a gap in the market.
It is a gap in the market because obviously, you know, the old school is you ran out of petrol and they come and tip some fuel in.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they've got this thing. It's and the irony, of course, is it's a diesel truck that has to drive there and bail you out. And then it gives you a little charge booster just so you can get home or to the nearest charge point.
You would think with all this technology they would have invented, like, this self-driving portable charging station helper-delper or something like that.
Well, that
another
does.
Another business idea.
That is another business idea with a catchy name. Yeah. I like, especially like the Helper Delper bit. That's probably my favourite.
Yeah.
All that. Well, Ari, put a trademark on that because I think.
DM.
Yeah,
done.
Done. That's official. I think there is a big gap in the market there.
Team, after Harry famously picked up his bat and ball and, you know, decided to leave.
Former Prince Harry.
Decided to flee his royal duties and hide in the US.
Run away.
Prince Harry may now be kicked out of America. It's an unbelievable story.
Why is he getting kicked out of countries?
So, oh, good question.
Joe Biden's administration lawyers say they've handed his documents to a federal judge for review. Now, this comes after they believe his autobiography, Spare, proves he lied on his visa application.
Oh, my God.
It seems like his party days have finally come back to get him, unfortunately. So he said on the documents he's never taken any illegal substances, but a few stories in his memoir are to the contrary of that, including one massive night at Courtney Cox's house.
Oh, former Monica from Friends. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Now, this puts him in a tough spot because when you tick, they take those forms very seriously.
Oh, of course.
If you ever watched Border Security, you know, when someone ticks, I don't have fresh fruit, and they find an orange in your bag, you are in trouble.
Mm.
It's almost like they take the same approach as parents. Yeah. You're not in trouble for doing it, you're in trouble for lying about it. You ever get that spiel as a kid?
Yeah, all the time, I still do. Right,
There you go.
It just, I feel like if you're going to be bad, be good at it, at least. What are you doing ratting on yourself
in a book?
Are we sure, though? Here's a theory. Are we sure that he hasn't, like, he might have told the truth on his forms, but in his book, to seem more cool guy, he said, oh, no, I've definitely taken these substances.
It sounds ridiculous, but I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
Right, okay.
I think he could be lying in his book to seem cooler.
Yeah, it'd seem more relatable or something.
Do you think he would lie about that with a... See, the issue is that he's done it with a famous person.
That's true.
Does that mean he's rung up Courtney Cox and said...
Be my alibi?
If someone asks, I actually did this. Because if that's the case, he is unbelievably uncool. If he's done that. He's gone that far.
It feels like you just shouldn't incriminate yourself in a best-selling book.
That is dumb.
What I guess adds another layer to this is Donald Trump says he's not going to protect Harry if he wins a second term because Harry has betrayed the Queen.
Oh,
that's Trump's words, which means Harry could lose his visa into the US, getting kicked out. I guess he'd have to go back and... I don't know, beg his dad, take him back? I don't know.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
around the team, do you think he's getting kicked out of the US?
No, I don't reckon they'll kick him out.
I think if Trump gets in, he could.
I reckon Trump has more important things on his plate to worry about at the moment.
Well, the whole thing Trump's doing is he's trying to say it's the same rules for everyone.
Yeah.
There's no special treatment in the US. Everyone starts on the same, you know,
level
start
peg.
Line. Yeah.
It's a publicity stunt. It's all publicity stunt. I know it. You can't. You're not going to kick him out.
Like,
I think he might.
I hope he does. I mean, I don't hope Trump gets in because I'm not a fan. But if he gets in, I hope he kicks him out just for entertainment purposes.
Imagine all the paps and stuff. Oh. It'd be so funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Where's he going to go? Where will he end up? Back to Canada?
Back to Canada?
They
yeah, that'd
even
be my
like
guess.
Him there. That's
Sports
why
bet will have a market. Oh, yeah. Where he ends up next?
No doubt.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
That's a pretty much a wrap for us for today. Isn't
is it already?
It? Yeah, we've done it, dusted.
It's a really quick show this week, isn't it? Both days.
Yeah, that's all right. There'll be another one tomorrow.
Okay,
come on.
Tomorrow's
Wednesday. Yeah, that's it. And also, the local winning doesn't stop here, does it, Stephen?
It certainly doesn't. How's this? We've got boarding passes to our exclusive boat party.
Yeah.
And if you want to win these, happening right throughout the day. But fret no longer. Sharon in Warners Bay, who secured herself two tickets.
Oh.
Her son had an injury while playing soccer. Spectating soccer.
Yeah.
If you want to hear the details, Novo's podcast. You get it Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or ufm.com.au. Have a listen. It's absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, must listen. That's on a super yacht as well with DJ Topic. I mean,
yes.
This is not a party you would want to miss if you're going to avoid it. Make sure you're on it. So be listening at all times if you want to win those. Aside from that, that's us pretty much done for the day.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, catch you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.